You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
3.3 to go. The third option, Josh Richardson. He steps to his left. He leans in trying to draw a foul. His shot is off the rim. The streak is over. After so many years of futility in South Florida, the Kings, who haven't won here since November of 2001, walk off the floor with a one-point win, 89-88. You talk about some excited guys down below us. My goodness, do they enjoy this moment. Jason March, one of the assistant coaches, told us in our pregame coaches conversation, the key, of course, is to hang close, to be in a position where you get to the fourth quarter where you can challenge and steal one on the road. And as it turns out, the Kings have done exactly that, have now won back-to-back games.
Hey there, welcome in to the Friday edition of Locked On Kings. Jason Ross here with you. Follow me on Twitter at JasonRoss1140. Kings win. Two in a row after the victory last night in Miami, breaking just a horrific streak. The Kings, in the history of the franchise, had won three times in Miami out of 29 tries. Now make it four out of 30 tries, but they get a win last night in Miami in an emphatic and improbable way, basically the way the game ended. It was a thriller. We look forward to recapping that today, looking ahead to the Kings and the Spurs, and lots of reaction from the win over the Miami Heat. Want to remind you one more time that we like to do each and every day here on the podcast. Check out the entirety of the Locked On Network. Heck, you could check out Locked On Heat, see what they're saying about the Sacramento Kings after the Kings' one-point win over Miami yesterday, 89-88. Well, let's get into the game, and a couple of things were very interesting to me before we hear a recap, because I want you to definitely hear the call of the game winner by the G-man, Gary Gerald. But it was an interesting start. I expected a low-scoring game, as I told you yesterday in the podcast. Miami, fourth stingiest defense in the league, so I thought points would be tough to come by. It proved to be that way. Kings led after the first quarter 19-17. They had just one turnover. Dragic and Ellington at that point were hurting the Kings, as they had gone 6 of 10. The rest of the team for Miami was 1 of 10. But the Kings started Justin Jackson, Zach Randolph, Willie Cauley-Stein, Bogdan Bogdanovic, and De'Aaron Fox. The two veterans that sat for the night on Thursday included Vince Carter and George Hill. The only young guy that didn't play was Yorgos Papayannis. Second quarter, kind of back and forth as well. Game was tied at 47. There was nobody had a lead of larger than four by halftime. Lead changes and ties all over the place. Third quarter, still no separation. What was interesting, though, the Kings started to get separation. They led 58-50. Eric Spoelstra called timeout, and he changed the entire five on the floor. I thought that sparked Miami and gave them a one-point lead by the end of the quarter at 72-71. What I like to do when I'm keeping notes on the game is then kind of go minute by minute in the fourth quarter to see where the game's at, and here's how it played out. 11-minute mark. Kings are down. Remember, they were down 72-71 entering the fourth. At the 11-minute mark, it's 75-71. 10-minute mark, 75-71. So it was 3-0 in the quarter so far. 9-minute mark, 79-71. 8-minute mark, still 79-71. So 7-0 Heat through the first 4 minutes of the quarter. At the 7-minute mark, 83-71. This is danger time. Kings have given up 11 points. They haven't scored. At this moment, they were 0 for 5, 0 points, 4 turnovers. The first point they scored in the quarter came on one made free throw by Willie Cauley-Stein. But still, they only had 1 point. Then you get to the 6-minute mark. This was the low point at the latest in the game. Kings were down 84-72 with 6 minutes to go. Their first field goal of the quarter came at the 5:50 mark by Buddy Hield. From that point on, that 6-minute mark, 84-72, the Kings outscored Miami 17-4. At the 5-minute mark, they're still down 84-76. 4-minute mark, 84-79. 3-minute mark, still 84-79. And they had a missed free throw in there and a big Buddy turnover. And I thought, oh, man, you're missing your opportunities. 2-minute mark, 84-81. Then they got the offensive foul on Whiteside, or the Fox steal, excuse me. And then Whiteside had a key offensive rebound, giving them a second chance and a bucket. But 88-87. Miami led at the 1-minute mark, and then the last basket was an amazing, I mean absolutely amazing, game winner by De'Aaron Fox. And I've covered the team for 20-plus years, and there may have been more important baskets, but it, as far as surprise element, not see it coming, the moment that De'Aaron Fox had was great. And I just want you guys to hear, I just went to the fourth quarter on a highlight recap. So you kind of get the first basket here from Miami that feels like, you know, the G-man's feeling this one's over. And then the rally that starts from that point on. Here's a look back at the thriller, the win from the fourth quarter, the Kings over the Miami Heat.
To give it to Cauley Stein, and another turnover by Sacramento. He was bobbling it as he went down the lane. On the lead out to the rim, two-hand flush, Winslow, he's fouled. You might as well turn out the lights, because, or at least dim them, because the Sacramento Kings have just fallen off the side of the mountain here in the last 10 minutes or so. It's 83-71 in the last near 6 minutes. Sacramento has scored only 2 points while giving up 16. Heald's open for three. He scores the triple. Buddy Heald nails his fourth three-pointer of the evening. Hope springs eternal. The Kings are within five. It's a two-possession game thanks to seven unanswered points. They were down 12 at 83-71. Now it's 84-79. Fox looked over, may have gotten a play call from Jaeger. Gets a screen from Cauley Stein. Feeds Willie, going strong to the rim. He's fouled. He's got the bucket. It's a three-point opportunity for Willie Cauley Stein and a chance to make this a two-point ball game. It's 86-81. Hassan Whiteside, only 6 points, but that one gives the Heat the advantage. Fox drives aggressively. Layup, score it. He crossed diagonally from the right side to the left through the lane. He makes it 86-83. A minute 38 left in this one. Dragic walking the ball up the floor. Breaks into a jog as he crosses the Heat logo. Ball knocked away. De'Aaron Fox. Steal to the rim. And he misses the layup. Grabbed by Heald. He flushes it home. The Kings make it a one-point ball game at 86-85. Heat fans come to their feet. Goran Dragic working now, gets a screen. Oh, offensive foul is called on Whiteside. He is just fouled out of the ball game, and there wasn't any doubt about that one. Goran Dragic, two possessions ago, may have gotten away with an offensive foul in the backcourt. Hassan Whiteside did not. So with 21.9 to go, the Kings get the ball back in their hands, trailing 88-87. Sacramento takes timeout. What's in store tonight? Well, we're about to find out as De'Aaron Fox is handed the ball by David Guthrie. The inbounds pass comes to Bogdan Bogdanovic. How much clock will the Kings use here before they attack? Bogdan, two strides from the midcourt line. Dribble alive from left to right to left hand. Creeping forward against Ellington. Screen from Fox. Bogey rolls right. He's straight away. Now he drives right. He plants. Tough two ball on the way. It's no good. Stick back. De'Aaron Fox came over the top, and he powered it down. The Kings have taken the lead with 3.3 seconds to go at 89-88. The rookie climbing the ladder. I mean, he exploded like he was on a trampoline, and he was way above the iron as he steered down the missed shot. The whistle was for an immediate timeout call from Spoelstra. I thought for half a second that maybe the whistle was going to be for basket interference, but Sacramento has battled back to lead 89-88. 3.3 seconds remaining in this one. Heat calling for the timeout.
And like I said, I mean, that game winner, I mean, De'Aaron Fox, I heard G-Man's call, watched it in the studio. Jerry Reynolds had been working with us on the radio side, Deuce Mason as well. I mean, we all just jumped out of our chairs, could not believe it. It just, on first glance, you're thinking, what the heck, like G-Man described, did he jump off a trampoline? And looking at the play now 5, 6, 7, 15 times, I didn't mind the shot by Bogdan Bogdanovic. Buddy Heald was trailing him, so I don't know how many more options they had. Willie drew out the defense to the top of the key, so there really wasn't as many bigs in the paint. Whiteside, remember, had fouled out, and so De'Aaron took advantage of that, came in crashing the boards, made an incredibly athletic dunk. I love that he even did a chin-up and slapped the glass afterwards. And I'm also glad that the Kings got a stop after that, because that ended up winning the game. I also speculated on this. Imagine if that was at home. I mean, I know everybody that was listening in their cars or watching the game was thrilled, but if that could have been at home, it would have only been sweeter. But still, to get the break the streak in Miami, a 15-game losing streak, it had been since 2001, since the Kings had won there. They win it 89-88. Many heroes in the game, but the biggest one, right afterwards, De'Aaron Fox talked to Grant Napier and Doug Christie on the TV side about the thrilling win.
Take me through that last play, the putback, the opening. Take me through that last sequence, De'Aaron.
Buddy had it going. Bogey's one of our best playmakers, and we had it in his hands. And, you know, for me, a lot of times the play's not even drawn up for me. I kind of just just go do what I got to do and try to get it done. And, you know, Bogey pulled up, and for the most part, as a guard, I'm supposed to get back, but that was possibly the last shot of the game, so I went and crashed the glass, and the trajectory of the ball, it came off the rim perfectly, and I went up there and got it.
De'Aaron, I got to tell you something. From courtside, it looked like your head was going to touch the ceiling. Can you jump any higher than that? I mean, that was impressive.
Honestly, you know, that last, you know, three, four minutes of the game, you know, I really showed my athleticism. Goran's a great point guard, such a smooth lefty. And, I just tried to get in him, you know, kind of like I tried to do Kimba last game. And I feel like I did a pretty good job at it the last 2-3 minutes of the game. And, you know, it just brought energy to our team, and it just picked us all up.
De'Aaron, I really love the coming in and crashing the board. But your defense, man, I'm watching you. I really think that you can be an all-league defender. The ability to keep your chest in front of people. And just tell me, did you set him up on that last one for the steal all game and you were waiting for it?
Definitely. I mean, you know, the beginning of the game, you know, all guards are great. You know, you just try to wear him down. It's hard to take the ball from NBA point guards. You know, that's almost nearly impossible. And, I just kind of felt like, you know, I started getting into him, and, you know, he started turning his back. And once you see a guard turn their back, it's kind of like, you know, they're just trying to protect the ball. And, you know, that last one, I saw it. I saw the opportunity, and I took a gamble, and I got it. So, like I said, that just gave us energy and gave us more life to finish this game.
De'Aaron, I know you're probably not aware of this, but the Kings have not won here in Miami since 2001.
Ooh.
But with that said, Doug and I commented, it's so fun to watch you guys grow up in front of us with each passing game. Could you just talk about it from your perspective and what you've gone through with your teammates and how you're still all together and playing this hard here in January?
It goes through a lot of growth. You know, like at Kentucky, you know, we took some losses early. And it's just, you know, how you bounce back, how you respond, how you play at the end of the year. And, you know, the NBA, it's, you have multiple years to do it. You know, in college, it's really only 4 years and you're possibly done. So, we have time to grow. You know, we want to grow now. And we've been seeing it all year. You know, our practices, honestly, for me, our practices have all been getting better. You know, every single practice, we're getting better and better. So I feel like we're playing, you know, ultimately our best right now. And for us right now, it's just been with energy. Just trying to get respect in this league and have teams know that you're going to come out and play hard.
De'Aaron, great stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I loved a lot of things in that interview. De'Aaron crashing the boards there where the play's not designed for him. Doug asking De'Aaron if he could be kind of an elite defender. And I see some similarities there as far as what he is, where his quickness is, where his quickness lies, his length. He should be able to be more of a high-level defender. He had a huge steal late in the game. Credit Buddy Hield for trailing that play and putting it back in. And just a stick-with-it game, right? I mean, 6 minutes to go, down 12. Reminds me of the game against the Clippers a year ago when the Kings down 15, maybe with 5 minutes to go. Those games you don't win very often. And to come back against a good defense, execute how they did, and to get a sweet win, two in a row for Sacramento. Now 15-33. Individually, De'Aaron Fox had 14 from the starters, had a much better second half, had some clutch plays too. 11 from Bogey, 10-10 from Zebo. Willie Cauley-Stein had 9, Justin Jackson had 8. Off the bench, Buddy Hield, 10 of 15, scored 24. Garrett Temple, not the same kind of result that he had the other day when his amazing game, but he was 1 of 7. One area I did not like from the Kings, again, 12 three-point attempts. That's got to change. 5 of 12 is a good percentage. 12 attempts. Miami had 12 makes and 34 attempts. I bring up that stat all the time. 7 more makes, that's 21 more points. It's amazing the Kings were able to make up that margin, especially when they only went 8 of 14 from the line. So they are getting two-pointers, a lot of them. They've got to start attempting and making more threes. But in the end, it was a win, 89-88. And afterwards, here's Coach Yeager.
Yeah, I mean, he made a play. We had a broken play, kind of messed up our execution a little bit. Bogey got a shot on goal, and all of a sudden you see the flying fox coming in.
You don't see that very often from point guards, especially young guys. What's it say about him and his ability to be able to do something like that?
You know, I thought he had a tough night, and especially in the first half. I thought, and then he came out in the second half and got going north-south, got in the paint a couple times. Always helps for us, you know, to get some stops and have a broken floor for him to work with. And, you know, he got to the lane, finished a couple, had a couple. You know, Hassan's tough to finish against, but we wanted to just keep going, go at him. And he did that. He got thrown to the floor a couple times. And I'm not saying it was a foul. I'm just saying, you know, as a guy who goes flying in there. But he kept coming back after getting knocked down. So, you know, y'all appreciate that with how much Dwayne Wade, you know, attacked the basket.
Follow up on his question about Bogdan. European guys, you find, have a more of a team
approach to play? I mean, do you notice any difference to the guys?
I'll touch that. Anything else about the game?
How pleased are you with the resiliency, the perseverance of these guys tonight? You were down 12 with 7 minutes left in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, guys, you know, we've been playing hard for longer stretches of time and starting to get it, starting to have some things that they starting to make sense to them. Game goes awful fast for young guys, and it's just, I know, you know, we're going to be inconsistent, but watching these young guys get better every day has been is a joy for me. We're going to take a couple steps forward. We're going to take a couple steps back. It's part of having a young team, but it's an exciting time for our organization, and, you know, guys are getting better. So we're excited about what the future holds.
Well, now let's hear from Buddy Hield and Bogdan Bogdanovic, both guys key to the game. Certainly Buddy carrying the work throughout the game, and then Bogey had the last shot attempt, which looked good before De'Aaron crashed it. But let's hear from those guys after the win.
He's up and down, have his moments. And, you know, some days go good, some days go bad. You know, most part of being bad because you want to win games. And I don't care what individual stats and other things, more winning games, the fans get to the playoffs. But, you know, so young teams, so we got to keep learning. And I'm proud of our guys. We pick up two wins, back-to-back wins. And San Antonio, they're a great team. You know, this is going up there. So going to be prepared to fight and go back down.
I feel good. I feel all right. There's not that tiredness, what I say, like some rookie roles and that. I don't feel that. As I said, I think I'm an experienced player, and I know how to be ready to play every single night. That EuroLeague system from last season helped me a lot. And
you two took the last shot tonight. Obviously, De'Aaron had the putback. But how much do you want the ball in your hands with the game on a line like that? You had the game winner.
I think I have an experience of knocking down those last shots. I just took a good shot, and that was my shot. You know, sometimes the ball goes in, sometimes not. It was in and out, but it was perfect pass.
So the Kings win 89-88. They're going to stay in Miami even tonight. They leave for San Antonio tomorrow. They play the Spurs Sunday. Third matchup of the year already between these two teams. Spurs have taken a couple from the Kings in Sacramento, so we'll see how the Kings do there. It's a tough matchup, obviously. Kawhi Leonard, though, will still be out. Kings played the Spurs really well last time in Sacramento, and just the final 3 minutes was where the game changed. Bertans had an amazing game. So hopefully some confidence after these two games. But even if there's a setback this game and a setback against New Orleans, I'm glad they got a couple of wins. The 8-game losing streak is gone. The losing streak in Miami is gone. Just keep working at it. I mean, 15-33, it's not a great season. It's not a great record. But I'm glad the young guys are contributing in key moments. I'm glad De'Aaron Fox had that moment, his second game winner this season. And I'll tell you what, he's got the knack for the big moments. And there's something to be said about that as well. So clearly a fun night for the Kings on Thursday night. And let's see what they could do over the weekend. I want to revisit our draft. We do draft every Wednesday. The draft app or draft.com opened up two leagues on Wednesday. Forgot to recap that yesterday, so I want to recap it. The first league, our winner was Steve Tebbs. Second place that earned some money was Jared B52's team. Out of six teams, unfortunately, I finished fifth with Victor Oladipo, DeMar DeRozan, Andrew Wiggins, Tobias Harris, and Karl Anthony Towns. In our other J. Ross league on draft, Murph Dog did it again, finished first, but I finished second. Hooray! With Lou Williams, DeMar DeRozan, similar team, Anthony Davis, Blake Griffin, and Dwight Howard. That pushed me into second place, just a couple of points behind Murph. So, again, play draft with us next week on draft.com or on the draft app. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday for another full week of podcasts here on the Locked On Network. And we'll be talking about the Kings and the Spurs, looking ahead to Kings and Pelicans, and whatever news, if George Hill or any of these trades ever happen, we'll be ready for it. Again, check us out each and every day, Monday through Friday, here on the Locked On Network. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. I'm Jason Ross. We'll talk to you next week here on Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.